Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 42 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
Individuals can sign up and they'll be assigned to a particular location they can go and serve.
Moorhead State is planning several events in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. next week. A Rowan County teen is recovering after a crash with a semi-truck. Officials say a student at Union College was misdiagnosed. Montgomery County residents will consider countywide alcohol sales. Pro-life advocates rallied yesterday in Frankfort. In sports, the Eagles head to Tennessee. Bud Luke has the stock report. Mostly clear skies tonight, a low around 22. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Activities are planned throughout next week at Moorhead State University in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Things get underway with a day of service Monday from 1 to 4, where individuals can sign up to perform various forms of community service. Corey Clark is the Minority Academic Services Coordinator at Moorhead State.
At 5 o'clock on that Monday as well, we'll have a community march. So we'll begin in the ballroom with a few words and get everybody together. Then Moorhead State PD will lead us around on a march throughout campus and also throughout the community as well. So it's a great opportunity for folks to come out and kind of show some support and unity.
Those wanting to participate in the day of service should email Jane Tenure at j.tenure@moorheadstate.edu. For a full schedule of next week's events, check the calendar under the Quick Links tab on the main Moorhead State University webpage. An 18-year-old Rowan County resident is in recovery after his vehicle collided with a semi-truck. Aaron Smith was on his way to work last week when he used the on-ramp to enter Interstate 64 and struck a semi, which was parked on the shoulder of the road at the time. Felicia Moore is Smith's mother. She tells WKYT the incident has been devastating for her son.
This has been the most horrific thing that my son has ever endured. He's really hard to console right now because of how much pain he's in. There was one sign there that said no parking on curb. It was behind my son's truck, so the truck driver had to have seen that sign.
A fundraiser for Smith's medical treatment on Facebook is open. The goal for that fundraiser has been set for $20,000. A petition is circulating in Montgomery County calling for a vote on the sale of alcoholic beverages countywide. WMKY's Lacia Hennenberg has the story.
Currently in Montgomery County, the sale of alcoholic beverages is only permitted within Mount Sterling city limits. The Mount Sterling Advocate reports the effort is being led by Joe Mitchell, owner of Levy Legends Restaurant. In order for the measure to appear on the ballot, the petition would need over 2,200 signatures, or 25% of the number of individuals who voted in the last general election. The deadline for submitting signatures for the May election is January 28th. It would then need to be verified by the county clerk's office. For WMKY News, I'm Lacia Henneberg.
Officials say a student at Union College was misdiagnosed with an infectious disease. The student was quarantined at Barberville ARH Hospital earlier this week. According to WKYT, a college spokesperson says the hospital and the CDC agree there's no threat of an infectious disease. The student was not identified due to privacy laws. The hospital is still seeing patients as normal, and there have been no other reports of illnesses from Union. The Kentucky Senate is prioritizing a bill that would shift the state's gubernatorial elections away from odd-numbered years. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Proponents hope 2020 is the year lawmakers finally choose to move the statewide officer elections, which they maintain are needlessly costly and inconvenient. Senator Chris McDaniel.
The fact that we elect our constitutional officers in odd-numbered years costs our cities and counties tens of millions of dollars. It costs the Commonwealth about $3.5 million to conduct those elections.
While backers say the move would increase turnout, opponents worry the change is designed to favor Republicans by moving the contest to presidential election years. Kentucky is one of five states that hold statewide elections in odd-numbered years. In Frankfort, I'm Josh James reporting.
Pro-life advocates held an event in Frankfort on Wednesday. The Right to Life organization celebrated the Kentucky pro-life movement's 50th year anniversary. The rally comes as Governor Andy Beshear's administration reversed course on the previous governor, Matt Bevin's, push to deny licenses to perform abortions at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Louisville. Some attendees thanked state leaders for their support.
And we are so fortunate to be in a pro-life state.
Attorney General Daniel Cameron was one of those leaders in support of the rally. He says he will continue to support and defend pro-life legislation in the state. A bill supported by a bipartisan group of Kentucky lawmakers would cap the out-of-pocket costs for insulin. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
The bill would cap insulin copay costs at $100 for a 30-day supply. Republican Representative Danny Bentley is the bill's lead sponsor. He says the price of insulin has increased by more than 550% in the last 14 years. The bill is supported by Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. He is urging the GOP-led legislator to, quote, fight back against increasing insulin prices. The bill would apply only to commercial health insurance plans. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
A proposed bill could motivate future educators in STEM fields by forgiving student loans. The proposed bill would forgive the student debt of STEM teachers in federally designated promise areas, including several counties in eastern Kentucky. Michelle Ritchie is the principal of Perry County Central High School. She tells WYMT she thinks the bill would go a long way in addressing the state's teacher shortage.
It's a lot of work to go into something like this. When a teacher knows that they're going to have loan forgiveness, that gives them better attitudes. They're more likely to want to go into it. They're happier.
State Representative Derek Lewis says the biggest hurdle he's facing right now is acquiring funding for that bill. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Kentucky students are knitting for Australia. A group of Berea College teachers and students gathered last week to make pouches and nests for animals injured in the wildfires raging in Australia. Allison Rickett helped organize the event. She says she's glad so many students pitched in.
It's been super rough being over here and being a broke college student and not really knowing what I can do to help. So I'm really happy we have this event on campus for students who don't have the money or the means to do things to help in Australia. So this is just something local that we can do to really help make a worldwide impact.
The materials were provided by Amy Shoup in the Berea Theater Department. Some online sources have said monetary donations are more helpful at this time. The number of Kentucky minority students in advanced classes has decreased. The Education Trust did a recent study that shows the representation of minority students in advanced school courses. The data shows that Kentucky is not aiding its African American and Latino students to reach the level they should be. Bridget Bloom is the president and CEO of the Pritchard Committee for Academic Excellence, a nonprofit that looks at education in the state.
The report calls Kentucky out as being third from the bottom in the nation when it comes to African-American students having access to gifted and talented programs and participating in gifted and talented programs.
According to LEX 18, gifted and talented programs start in elementary school where students are placed in the grade school gateway towards advanced courses. A University of Kentucky surgeon is using a new procedure for patients with carotid artery disease. The disease causes the carotid arteries to fill with plaque. Dr. Sam Tiazzi tells WKYT options for carotid artery disease procedures are limited. He says the traditional methods do not work well for all patients and often leave the risk of a stroke.
It's called the transcarotid artery revascularization, or TCAR. So essentially what we do is we make a small incision right above the collarbone, and we're able to put a catheter in there. And that gives us the ability to do flow reversal. When we place the stent, any bits of plaque that could break off that would go to the brain are now going the other direction, goes into the sheath, into a filter, and we give the blood back.
Tyagi has implemented the procedure over 20 times in the past year, and it has been proven as a safe option. However, he says older procedures should not be ignored. Instead, Tyagi will add TCAR to a list of growing options for his patients. Shorter days and falling temperatures can trigger seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, during the winter months. SAD can be distressing and include a lack of interest in daily activities, feeling moody, sad, or anxious, fatigue, overeating, and weight gain. Clinical psychologist Dr. Sally Weinstein says following the four tenets of wellness can reduce symptoms of SAD.
Making sure you have a consistent daily routine, that you're getting exercise, that you're following a moderate and balanced diet, and that you continue to be around social support. Those are the four things that always help with our wellness and are even more important during these winter months.
Weinstein recommends anyone who suspects they might be affected to consult their primary care doctor and discuss treatment options, which can include the use of light therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy. A Nicholas County High School employee is being charged with rape. WMKY Zoe Hall has the story.
36-year-old Selena White was arrested Tuesday afternoon by Kentucky State Police after being accused of raping a student. WKYT says she was a food services employee in the kitchen at Nicholas County High School. She later admitted to having sex with a 17-year-old student on school grounds during school hours on multiple occasions. Nicholas County Superintendent Doug Buchanan issued a statement after the arrest, saying White had been terminated. For WMKY News, I'm Zoe Hall.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low around 22. For Friday, increasing clouds, a high near 37. Friday night, a 70% chance of rain and snow showers, cloudy with a temperature raising to around 38 by morning hours. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. On Saturday, showers, high near 51. Saturday night, a chance of rain showers and flurries with a low around 25. Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 29. And for Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, a low around 16 degrees. It's currently 42 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. On our feature segment today, the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy will be holding its 2020 policy conference later this month. WMKY's Lacia Henenberg reports.
With the upcoming release of the new Commonwealth budget, the KCEP is inviting community members and policy experts to discuss and challenge Kentucky's most pressing economic and social issues. Anna Bauman is the KCEP's communications director. She says the conference has been educating the community on Kentucky policy for the last 5 years.
We do research and education and advocacy around policy issues facing the Commonwealth. So we have an annual conference where folks come from across the state to hear about and discuss some of the most important issues facing us in the current legislative session, which will have just started a couple weeks before we have the conference.
Bauman says following a series of tax breaks, the 2020 budget will be especially hard to settle on.
In even years, of course, we're talking about the budget because that's such a big legislative focus, and that's definitely going to be one of the things we're digging into this conference.
She says deep cuts in the new budget will be particularly hot topics, especially concerning K-12 education and human services. But this conference will go beyond analyzing the budget.
We're also going to be talking about our safety net and how it supports our communities. And then also the opportunity that Kentucky faces right now to do meaningful criminal justice reform through bail reform is something that I think a lot of people are interested in and want to talk about and want to learn how to support.
The conference will be packed with expert talks and discussions about relevant economic topics. Guests include keynote speaker Derek Hamilton of the Kerwin Institute for Race and Ethnicity at Ohio State University and UK Dean of Education Julian Heilig. But to get things started, they will first examine Governor Andy Beshear's budget proposal.
Then we'll break out into panels on criminal justice, funding for Kentucky's K-12 schools, And then we'll have a keynote during lunch, and then we'll break out into a second set of sessions on protecting the safety net, and another one will be a budget deep dive where people can ask their questions of experts about particular budget areas and what they mean for Kentucky communities.
Bauman says the conference is usually attended by local government and higher education officials as well as students. The common factor is a passion for getting involved in the Commonwealth's legislative process.
We develop the conference for a wide range of people who have the common experience of understanding the importance of and caring about policy decisions that get made. We want to make sure that everybody who's interested in attending the session can attend, so the $25 registration fee is waived for people who need a scholarship.
Bauman says a lot of people are worried about the Commonwealth's economy and what changes may mean for their futures. She hopes, though, getting educated on important topics will encourage people to look optimistically to the future and speak up about issues they care about. The conference will be held on Friday, January 31st, from 9 to 3:30 in Lexington at Embassy Suites and UK Coldstream. The registration fee is $25 and includes lunch. To register and for more information, visit kypolicy.org/events. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
It's 41 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson and Jonathan Burton, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
The Eagles head to Nashville to take on Tennessee State. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. It's game day for the Morehead State University basketball teams. The women will get things started this evening as the teams head to Nashville to take on Tennessee State. Head coach Greg Todd says the team knows the plan heading into the game. Tonight, they'll just have to execute.
Been working against Tennessee State's pressure and trying to be able to clog the lane. They have a lot of good drivers to the basket, and obviously got to be prepared for their strengths, but definitely hoping to get a win and on the road.
Tip-off this evening is set for 6:30. Following the women's game, the Morehead State men's basketball team will get their shot at Tennessee State. The Eagles are looking to keep the winning streak alive after winning the past three games. Head coach Preston Spradlin says he's glad to have momentum going into the game, but there wasn't a shortage of things to work on during practice this week.
You know, we've added a couple small wrinkles to some things here offensively that we've been doing. We've been really working on our rebounding, and it felt like that was a weak point for us last week down the stretch. And then our post defense, always continuing to improve on that, especially as we go play two big physical Tennessee State and Belmont teams coming up this week.
The men are set to tip off at 8:30 tonight. Both teams will have a quick turnaround. The squads are set to play Belmont on the road Saturday. A longtime Morehead State Athletic Department staff member has received an award from the Ohio Valley Conference. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
An avid Eagle athletic supporter, even in retirement, Jim Wells has earned this year's Thurston Banks Award from the Ohio Valley Conference. The award, selected by the OVC Faculty Athletics Representatives, was established in 2013 to recognize individuals with at least 5 years of service at one or more OVC member institutions for their outstanding contributions to OVC student athletics, academic success, learning, and development, as well for their overall commitment to the institution's athletics program. Will served Morehead State University in several capacities for 49 years, including as an undergraduate student and baseball student manager, to an employee for 35 years, and as a retired volunteer. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
In girls' 16th Region High School basketball action tonight, Ashland Blazer welcomes Mason County for a 7:30 matchup. The Raceland boys host West Carter for the championship game of the 16th Region All-A Classic tonight at 7. In other boys' regional action, Boyd County hosts Johnson Central, and East Carter welcomes Rose Hill Christian. Both of those matchups are set for 7:30 p.m. We'll have the scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Round County girls basketball team had the day off today to rest for the game against Mercer County tomorrow evening. The game is the first round of this year's Kentucky 2A championship. Head coach Matt Stokes says he thinks the team needed the day off to relax and get ready for the tournament this weekend.
We actually gave them off yesterday just because I feel like everybody was worn out and mentally drained. So they just needed some time to refocus, and hopefully everybody's at 100%.
The game is set to take place at the Owensboro Sports Center, and tip-off is at 4 p.m. A bill to legalize sports betting passed a House committee in a unanimous vote on Wednesday. The bill proposed by Representative Adam Koenig would bring revenue to the state, especially to fund the state pension. Despite the overwhelming support for the bill in the House committee, some Kentucky legislators like Senate President Robert Stivers remained unconvinced.
Will it pass? It may. Is it going to be that consequential? Not on either side of it, in my opinion.
Koenig also says sports wagering would only bring in a fraction of funds needed for the pension. Governor Andy Beshear has shown his support of the bill. Officials with the Lexington Center Corporation announced today that Central Bank has purchased naming rights for the convention and entertainment complex. The Lexington Center will now be known as the Central Bank Center, and Rupp Arena will be Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center. The agreement was between Central Bank and JMI Sports, who controls naming and other media rights for LCC and the University of Kentucky. According to WKYT, Central Bank will pay $1.5 million a year for 14 years for the naming rights. Central Bank Center is in the middle of a $275 million expansion. The project is expected to be finished in spring 2022. And finally, in sports this afternoon, the Lexington Legends could lose their MLB affiliate, the Kansas City Royals. The contract between minor league and MLB baseball expires at the end of the 2020 season. The Legends are one of 42 minor league teams that could lose their affiliation. The president of the Legends, Andy Shea, said this came as a surprise since they were recently honored as the best franchise in Class A baseball. The Legends were 31-38 last season. In their season opener on April 9th, they will face off with the Greenville Drive. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's and women's basketball welcomes OVC opponents Southeast Missouri on Thursday, January 30th, and UT Martin on Saturday, February 1st. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose to fresh record highs after Morgan Stanley reported quarterly figures that easily topped analyst expectations, while investors digested solid data on the U.S. economy, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 267.42 at 29,297.64. The S&P 500 was up 27.52 at 3316.81, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 98.44 at 9357.13. And, of course, all three major indices finished at record highs today. As mentioned, Morgan Stanley very strong today with the stock jumping more than 6.5% on the heels of their very good earnings report. Other bank stocks, including Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, also followed Morgan Stanley higher. Google parent Alphabet's market cap topped $1 trillion for the first time today as the stock was up $10 a share. Also, Microsoft closed at record levels, and with earnings season off to a solid start, around 7% of S&P 500 companies having reported earnings so far, and of these, 76.5% have posted better-than-expected earnings. Of course, strong economic data definitely provided a good lift this morning. Weekly jobless claims unexpectedly dropped by 10,000, and economists going into the report actually were anticipating a gain of about 2,000, analysts were expecting a gain of 2,000 weekly jobless claims. And also retail sales climbed by 0.3% in December, matching expectations. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve Business Index jumped to 17 in January from only 2.4 in December. In the commodities markets, oil rebounded nicely, finishing up 1.25% at $58.53 a barrel. Gold was up 10 cents at $1,554.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were fairly quiet, with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. In Asia, markets were mixed, with the Hang Seng up 0.3%, and the Shanghai Composite down 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 72 cents at 46.10, Kroger down 21 cents at 28.08, CSX up $1.75 at 76.74, Marathon Petroleum down 64 cents at 57.49, and Anthem was up 3.63 to finish at 305.18. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA compliant. Drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Taking another quick look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, increasing clouds, a high near 37. Friday night, a 70% chance of rain and snow showers, cloudy with a temperature rising to around 38 degrees in the morning hours. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Saturday, showers with a high near 51. Saturday night, a chance of rain showers and flurries with a low around 25. Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 29. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 16 degrees. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, on display at the Rowan County Arts Center on Main Street in Moorhead is a watercolor exhibit entitled In Memory of Mildred Stanley. That's on display through tomorrow afternoon. The exhibit is open to the public weekdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg will host a concert for music education at 6 p.m. on Saturday, January 25th. Performers include Colby O'Brien, Wayne Graham, Magnolia Boulevard, Luna and the Mountain Jets, and others. Tickets range from $15 to $25. The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Society will conduct its annual meeting at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, January 27th. The meeting will be held at the Round County Public Library. Season ticket holders and all members of the society are invited to attend. The Paramount Arts Center in Ashland presents Aaron Lewis, Acoustic Songs and Stories at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 30th. Tickets are priced from $40 to $75. High school and transfer students are invited to an open house at Moorhead State University on Saturday, February 1st. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Take campus tours, meet faculty, and receive information on financial aid, housing, and admissions. More information and registration online at moorheadstate.edu/admissions. A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, February 1st. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt. The Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, February 3rd at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues. The Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg presents Wolf County, Kentucky native and country music artist Tyler Booth in concert at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 8th. Reserve tickets are priced at $17 and $22. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Wyatt Melton, Eden Jordan, Rachel Turner, Sarah Fashipe, Sarah Mead, Gage Webb, Zoe Hall, Jonathan Burton, Cody Robinson, and Ty Martin. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Lysia Hinnenberg. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.